The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Sorry about that. Sorry. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I don't know how the show is going to sound when I'm 75. I really don't. I'm going to be like, no class. Oh, Lord have mercy. Sorry, guys. Very, very glad that you could tune in. I know you have many of other non-phlegmy options out there. But look, I suffer from allergies, too. I think what's so important about you hearing the sneezes and the coughs and the burps on air isn't because I wanted to, in my 20s, you could hold a lot of that stuff back. Now, at my age, I'm like, to heck with it. But you guys need to know I'm human. You know, many of you think I'm a goddess. And I'm honored that you do, that you think I'm, you know, coming from the heavens, right, to teach you all. But I'm actually mortal, and that shocks a lot of people. So sometimes I need to bring you guys back down to reality with a little phlegm, cough, incontinence. And you guys remember that I'm just like you, okay? I mean, I'm you know, average Joanne. Okay, we're really, really screwing up out there. Barely diabetes cases has now reached 422 million as we have quadrupled our diabetes cases since 1980. True, a lot of that is phenomenal doctor and medical provider screening. Amen to that. But still, we're screwing up. And these sugary diets, again, are linked to cancer. So we have another study coming out saying breast cancer and prostate cancer could be in our future if we eat a lot of crappy foods with sugar. Now, our Hispanic population out there is now the largest minority population out in America. And many of them have no idea that they are at higher risk for heart failure than other ethnicities. So we're going to talk about that. When you lose a loved one, we've talked about how what's so dangerous about you losing a spouse is within that first month, if not alone that first week, you have a much, much higher risk of heart attack or stroke when you lose your loved one. The stress, I couldn't even imagine. And so, you know, that's why many times you hear couples die very in close proximity, you know, to each other's day of death. It's just because the stress is just so overwhelming. Now they're saying, in addition to that, you could also have an irregular heartbeat. More when you lose a loved one, and they don't say spouse anymore because a lot of people aren't married, but they lose a loved one, 41% increased risk of a regular heartbeat. Now, all right, a lot of us tan. I don't. I think I need to because many of you think I suffer from anemia and you want to give me a blood transfusion because I'm so white. But this is why I don't go out there and tan. They say too much tanning can now lower your vitamin D levels. Okay, sun is supposed to increase your vitamin D levels. Now they're saying too much tanning can lower them. I'll explain that and then we'll, you know, complain about why they're confusing us. Now, many of you guys have insomnia. Can't sleep. You don't understand why that can't happen. You're like, this makes no sense. I go to bed. I put my head on the pillow. I should fall asleep. And then it doesn't happen. Or you fall asleep, but then you wake up, and then you're up. And you're like, what is going on in my head? I'm not nervous. I'm not stressed. Well, apparently researchers scanned the brain, and they actually found changes in the white matter of the brain. The white matter does a lot of the conductions. And they found white matter is different in those of you that suffer from insomnia. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got an outbreak of yellow fever in Angola, and they say this is the worst outbreak of yellow fever, and it has thus left 225 people dead. Actually, I should say it's the worst outbreak in the last 3 decades. So far, 225 people have died, and it's already spread to more than half of the country's provinces, according to the World Health Organization. Now, yellow fever, again, mosquito-borne. Just like Zika. Mosquito-borne, it was first found last year in an outskirt of the capital, Luanda, in an open-air market known as Kilometer 30. At least 505 cases of the disease have been confirmed, 225 dead since December. The World Health Organization and the Angolan Health Ministry have vaccinated about 90% of Luanda's 6 million residents against the disease, but now they're being depleted. They have been using vaccines from an emergency stockpile. So, according to the World Health Organization, we need to get vaccines now. So they want to continue that the vaccination work continues. They want to make sure not only in Luanda, but in other places. That's a big problem with these epidemics. Everybody's concentrating on the one spot and they don't turn around and look behind them. So, they say global emergency stockpiles of the yellow fever vaccine completely depleted, and the World Health Organization said on its website that it's trying to persuade manufacturers to divert shipments destined for routine immunization programs to the emergency stocks. At least 1.5 million doses are needed to vaccinate the population at risk. There's an estimated 200,000 cases of yellow fever occurring each year. Most deaths are caused by the illnesses occurring in Africa. And Africa, again, caught unprepared to deal with the outbreak. Now their oil prices are slumping. They've already had issues, with many people not understanding the geography of Africa and Ebola. So this is not good. They also, Luanda, the city of Luanda lacks basic sanitation. Apparently there's piles of garbage, they say, are in the streets. There's uncollected garbage. There's rain. There's clogged sewage. And so they are scared that this is a recipe for disaster. For those of you guys that do travel to the areas, many of you ask your doctor, what vaccines do I need? I would recommend also double checking with the CDC or your local health department. There's a lot of travel medicine clinics out there that offer the vaccines as well as the health department, but I would highly recommend you going to the source to find out what you need. And so my guess is if you are traveling to Africa, yellow fever would probably be a good vaccine to get. And it's scary stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's buysellmakeoffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. Buysellmakeoffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom and Jacob who are working the dials. Yep, takes two men to handle my show. I love it. Mm. And big thanks to all of you for tuning in. I just got a lot of dials. And we need two men. Right, to work on all my dials. Sounds great. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I love this title of this article. Get this. Jojo the dog comforts kids at dentist, makes appointments less rough. That's hilarious, eh? Rough, you know, rough. Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, anyway, Jojo is a golden retriever. and he works at Pediatric Dentistry of Northbrook in Illinois, and he helps to ease patients' anxiety by keeping them calm during their appointments. This is according to the practice website. The pooch, I never call dogs pooch, I got a little puppies, is a trained comfort dog. They've been visiting the dentistry once a month, and she's had a positive effect on the kids she meets. Very interesting how they call it the dentistry. I bet this is an article from England. They don't call it a dentist's office like we do. They call it the dentistry. Huh. They speak so eloquent. And the pooch visits the dentistry. That sounds much better than the dogs at the dentist's office. Yeah, see? According to Veronica Renteria, clinic staffer, says a lot of patients who normally were very apprehensive about even walking in the door now look forward to their appointments. The moment you walk in, you feel very relaxed. There she is, waiting for you to pet her. Oh, golden retrievers are awesome. I have a yellow lab and Apollo, and oh, I love Apollo, but the problem is he toots. And when he toots, it is such a potent, pungent package of stink that literally my lungs turn brown. And so, and we go, okay, go poo-poo, go outside and go poo-poo, and he comes back, and he barks when I'm done. He comes back, and then he lays another one, and you're like, come on, man. So you let him out. So I could never, if I had a dental office or a medical office anymore, now that I'm teaching at Toro University, I don't have my medical office anymore, I could not bring the dog because of the stink. You literally cannot breathe, honestly. Your alveoli are brown by the time he's done. But that's Apollo. He's my little Apollo boo. JoJo's presence is delightful. The staff is aware of the pup. Everybody's giggling and laughing. Not sure if everybody gets a lot of work done. But according to Dr. Tom Resnick, he told the Huffington Post, since JoJo only interacts with children who want her, it has been nearly 100% successful. Oh, I get it. They don't want, there's some people that have allergies to the dogs or some people that are afraid. So what they do is they only, have JoJo, deputized and, what do you call it when you, deployed? They only deploy JoJo when the kids want it. See, as a mom, have you guys ever had to sit there and wait? While your child was getting some sort of a procedure done. See, I think the dog would also help the parents, because they're like, all right, well, if my family member doesn't want to come back to me because I made them do this exam, I'll take you home. All right, so what's the point of this, make an appointment less rough article? We could use our animals in a variety of ways. Many of us already do. I mean, I could not imagine having a home without a pet. I need a pet. I need my, yesterday I came home, posted this on Facebook, and the cat was halfway into the Dorito bag. So that's Shaky Boo. Yeah, so all you see is his butt and his tail and then the Dorito bag. So, I'm like, really? You're eating Doritos? Are you kidding me? Okay, so that kind of ruined the bag because, he cleans himself, and I'm not going to now touch a Dorito that, touched his mouth. My cats do nothing. They do absolutely, I don't even know what they, maybe I feel comforted. I use them as security because if they run and flee, then I know somebody must be in the house. But if they sit there just, lying there, wanting their tummy rubbed, my guess is they're fine because they got good hearing and good senses. Other than that, they really don't do much. But the dog, you could use dogs a lot. And so I would recommend, if you have a dog that sits around and does absolutely nothing, maybe get them trained to do something because, there's a lot more use. In the dog. All right, this article or this story completely infuriates me. Okay, I think she's a rapper. I must know who she is. I just can't think of any of her work offhand. But Azalea Banks attacked Sarah Palin on Twitter, and what she said was abominable. I can't say it on air. But, she says Azalea Banks. Sarah Palin needs to have her hair shaved off, a buzz cut, get head blanked by a big, veiny, ashy, black blank, and then locked in a cupboard. And then she says, honestly, let's find the biggest, burliest, blackest, and then she says a bad word. and let them run a train on her, film it, and put it on World Star. So she's basically saying that Sarah Palin should be raped, gang raped, and then have it posted on the internet. She also says that she's upset at Sarah Palin. She says, hideous. I can't even say all the things she's saying here. She lashed out after reading a satirical article in which Palin was falsely quoted as saying, I'm telling you, I've been saying it for years, but nobody's listening. Slavery wasn't forced onto African Americans. They accepted it willingly. Palin responded to Banks on Tuesday, saying she was not exercising enough intelligence, and later added, why don't we strengthen both our platforms and work together on something worthwhile? Then she wrote that condoning racism was one of the things that the woman could work on before editing it to, anyway, so they're going back and forth, and now she's going to sue Azalea Banks. Now, why am I bringing this up? First, that's, okay, we're coming into, and we are in one of the most tumultuous, divided election years I think we've ever seen. And, it's really spurning a lot of hatred, all right? Apparently, somebody put, he had a bumper sticker, Trump, on his car. And then the car was completely defaced with inappropriate comments. And so, what I don't understand, guys, is, okay, it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican or independent or what political alignment you have. Calling for rape of a fellow human is disgusting and it's evil. If anybody said Hillary Clinton should be raped, they would be completely destroyed on the internet. Their career would probably be destroyed. Yet people think they could talk about Sarah Palin. In fact, I was really upset that Sarah Palin's daughter, Bristol, I guess was not sexually assaulted, but I guess she was thrown to the ground or something happened where she was assaulted in some fashion, and it was Carol Costello on CNN was laughing on air while she was talking about the story. Now, I mean, look, okay, politics aside, people, okay, you may not stand Hillary Clinton or Sarah Palin or Bernie Sanders or Trump, but you don't sit there and publicly wish an assault or ill or death happened to any of them. I mean, that is so, we in the media and we in entertainment, I mean, we have a responsibility for crying out loud. And then, of course, her using racial terms, in her tweet is ridiculous. And I don't know about this quote from Sarah Palin. They say that she was misquoted. That's another thing too. I have no idea now who says what. Okay, somebody could say something and claim it was them, and we have no idea, or somebody could not even say it, and all of a sudden, all over the internet, they say, so-and-so said this. You're like, well, when did I say when, where, what? When did that happen? So it's a very dangerous time for a lot of people, and I'm just, I can't think offhand what she, I'm sure if I heard some of her songs, I'm like, oh, that's Azalea Banks, but I think this is horrible, and good for Sarah Palin for turning around and suing. And likewise, if anybody says Hillary Clinton or Chelsea Clinton or anybody should be brutally raped by, they do not belong in their position, and they, you could voice, we have freedom of speech, you could voice whatever you want, but to be granted a position in the media or a position in the entertainment industry as an icon and an idol for people, I think that's wrong. And so I'm very disappointed, I'm very sickened by that, and come on, people, really. I mean, it's just politics. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so nearly half, 48% of families and friends caring for those with Alzheimer's or another dementia must cut back on their own expenses. And we're hearing more and more that the cost of dementia, the related care can be a big burden on families trying to take care of family members, talking about food, transportation, medical care, in order to be able to take care of the family member. in Texas, where this article came from, there are 350,000 people living with Alzheimer's disease and 1.3 million caregivers. We don't talk about the financial burden of dementia a lot, and we don't talk about the psychological, you know, ramifications that people have. I mean, I come from a family where I don't want to say we weren't smart with money. We were as smart and frugal as we could, until, of course, you know, my dad liked to gamble, so that might have not been the smartest. But every time we started to breathe a little easier, going, okay, this is nice, we got a nice house now, you know, we got to move into a better neighborhood, one of our family members would get sick, didn't have insurance coverage enough to last, you know, for extended care or nursing homes, etc. So they moved in with us. Changes had to happen with work. Money had to go towards that. And we would bottom out financially. And then we would start building up a little bit again, and then another family member got cancer. Same thing happened with my husband and I. Right? We started to build up. We had about $12,000 in savings. All of a sudden, one of our relatives dies, and it takes $10,000 to bury her. So we had to do that, and then all of a sudden we had to build back up, and then my dad dies. And that's just somebody dying. That's not even, you know, taking care of somebody long term. And so I always grew up knowing that I would never be rich, 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 and I would always have to make sure I financially plan for family members. But now that we're living longer, okay, in my family, everybody died in their 60s. All right, so everybody got cancer or heart disease. So nobody lived long enough to have dementia until one of them did. And that's when we saw, okay, you thought one aspect was horrible, you know, having a family member that you lose to cancer or heart disease. Now you have a family member with dementia. Now, I don't think she had Alzheimer's. I think she had multi-infarct dementia, which is where you have multiple blood clots to the brain through high blood pressure, through cholesterol, such that you're not getting good perfusion. And when you don't get good perfusion, you end up losing those brain cells. And so she, I believe, had multi-infarct dementia. And maybe she did also have degrees of Alzheimer's. You know, we didn't do an autopsy. She had diabetes, high blood pressure, you know. And then, unfortunately, you know, years of not being able to take care of herself. And it's very, very difficult. I mean, I've had, listeners write me going, I can't do it anymore. What do I do? You know, what if I can't afford the facility? I mean, and I mean, it takes a plan. And, you know, in the olden days, the family grouped together. Well, I come from a family where everybody, you know, runs and hides. And, you know, I talked about that story where I just told them, guys, no more. This is ridiculous. Well, you're the doctor, so you're the one that should take care of everything. Yeah, financially, really? So my brothers and sisters, they, you know, kind of like to, I've had to really, really, really have some words with them. And I think a lot of us have families like that, unfortunately, where, you know, people flee. And so it leaves one person to take on the work. And then you have some people go, well, it's too stressful. I can't handle it. It's too stressful. Or somebody else, you know, and it is. You're right. It is stressful. But what makes you think the first person handling it all isn't at stress? You know, isn't stress. So here I am. Okay, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I look at my genes, and I look at what's in the family. So, you know, I look at my kids, and I go, so guys, you know, what happens if, you know, mommy gets too sick to work? And my older son goes, I'm already putting you in a home. In fact, I already know where you're going, and it's all planned. I go, well, who's going to pay for the home? He goes, you are. We'll use all your money to pay for your, but this is exactly what happens out there. Now, of course, my son is a kid and he thinks he's funny. And it breaks my heart to hear that. But, the sad part is this really is a, you know, nobody wants to take care of a sick parent. The first, nobody wants to imagine their parent being sick. You know, and then nobody wants to live with their parents later. And then on top of all that, now you have to take care of them. So this is something that I would eventually like to see us make some sort of movement towards. You know, I'm glad we're raising minimum wage. I'm glad we're covering family medical leave. A lot of the changes that are happening are things that have to be done, but are we going to be able to pay for those? And is anybody planning for us living longer and having dementia and needing extended care? Okay, what if we really all do live till 120? What if the norm will be by the time, 50, 60, 30, 40 years from now, where we're all living well into our 100 teens? Okay? And maybe the knee replacement isn't doing so well. And we have too many other medical issues to get a knee replaced for another time, or a hip replacement, or maybe we don't qualify for some of the new treatments. Yet we really can't walk, after we turn 98. Do we have any plans for that? Well, we'll figure out how to refinance Medicare, and we'll Okay. We need to figure this stuff out now. Okay, raising minimum wage is important, but is anybody talking about how we're going to deal with our elderly? Okay, well, we'll put them in homes. We'll have nursing home facilities. You know how expensive those are? And does insurance cover them all? Of course not. They're expensive. How much have you been paying in your premiums for your health insurance? Okay, I mean, before Obamacare, $250, $300, $400 a month. After Obamacare, $800, $900 a month. Okay, maybe $1,100, $1,200. Some of you guys are paying a lot. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Sorry, we'll get to you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Some of you guys are paying a lot. So now you move into a facility. And the facility is maybe semi-private. So it's like an apartment. So there's obviously maintenance that needs to be done, and real estate costs and power bills, etc. So the facility may charge you $2,000, $3,000 a month, plus nursing staff, or supervisory staff, security, etc. So if that facility is $3,000 a month, and you have been only paying $1,200 a month premiums for a few years prior to that, you really think the insurance company is going to be able to, maintain those payments? No. So, these insurance companies don't like to pay for extended health. So, that's going to leave us to find an insurance. We're going to have to find long-term insurance, facility insurance, disability. Some disability policies may allow us to live on those funds and use those. But I got to tell you, we are so unprepared, it's not even funny. And so when you have some people go, I just can't do it anymore. And, another thing that I think does psychologically weigh on caretakers is maybe they need to be at work. Maybe they can't be at home. Being at home all day long, it drives a lot of people crazy. And, they could work from home, and hopefully those jobs are going to exist more and more now that computers are taking over a lot of our jobs. So, maybe there will be a lot of work that you could do from home. But many people, they need to get out. They need to feel like they're getting dressed, driving to work, and being around other people. So, this is something that is, if we're not preparing for, we're going to really have a huge reality check. And for those of you caring for a loved one, God bless you for doing it. And know that I know that's tough. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we get to more medical headlines today, I think tonight is supposed to be the final American Idol show season finale. And I understand in recent years it's really kind of stunk. But it was my favorite show for the longest time. And I think it was, it definitely was historical in that I had for years been saying that TV in the 90s was starting to get too disgusting and that there was going to have to be some sort of a pendulum swing back the other way because you had the Jerry Springers and the Girls Gone Wild and you had so much kind of, you know, people, I don't know, fighting and yelling and screaming and sensationalizing and stripping and it just started to get, you know, where, you know, even in movies, you know, curse words and everything. Remember, you know, we would see like movies like Blazing Saddles and there would be a S word in it and we would be giggling. It would be so funny that there was a word like that, right? You know, a four letter word. And, you know, it got to the point in the 90s where it was just so bad that I was like, how will it, I mean, will we later have to just have show tunes or musicals? How are they going to do this? And the pendulum swung back. You later had High School Musical. You had American Idol. And so when American Idol came out, it was kind of like a Star Search where you had people singing and, you know, coming from very humble beginnings and being able to make it big. That was right up a lot of our alleys. And I really commend them, especially the early years, for doing what they did. You had Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Fantasia. I mean, these were people that had so much talent. And, they were given a chance. And there's a lot of people out there that are talented. And I know they want that same chance. And, hopefully the show inspired them to go and do that. And, you know, in the olden days, it was like, well, somebody was a relative of Sinatra or somebody was a relative of, you know, this person or Gloria Vanderbilt. And you go, okay, well, you know, all these relatives of relatives, that's not me. Okay. I'm not in the royalty, you know, or the royal family of Hollywood. So I'm never going to get to have that opportunity. And a show like American Idol changed all that. So even though in the later years it started to stink and, I still watch it. I've still watched it, not as religiously as I used to. And, I really credit those producers for doing what they were able to do. And so, it is going to be kind of sad. And I'm not sure what's next. I mean, reality TV is starting to go through some, changes. You know, reality TV is kind of getting old. A lot of these stories, I think people realize it's not reality TV anymore. You know, that had a short, lifespan. Because, you know, the Duck Dynasty guys, okay, well, that's great, but, I mean, how much of that is scripted? Well, it's not supposed to be scripted. Reality TV is unscripted, where you just videotape them talking or you videotape them, but with the Kardashians and all that, everybody's all made up. Everybody's all, you know, posing for the camera, and so I think a lot of us got sick of it. You know, and now the big thing in entertainment are these stories, like the O.J. Simpson story that ended yesterday. It's not a story. It's kind of a recreation of what happened in real life. The People versus O.J. Simpson. Phenomenal series. Probably one of the best series I've seen in a long time. Maybe they didn't have all their facts straight, but the majority of their facts were straight. They made it entertaining and well done. I mean, very well done. And that ended, I'm not going to tell you guys the ending of what happens if O.J. Simpson got off or acquitted for the murder of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson. I hope many of you guys do know what happened historically. But it was very, very well done. House of Cards, these sorts of dramas are coming back, huge Game of Thrones. And then it's going to change again, and who knows what's going to be next. But I just had to say something because American Idol is celebrating their last night tonight. All right. Kind of breaks your heart. Well, losing a partner can literally break your heart. Researchers found that people who lose their partner within the previous 30 days are 41% more likely to develop an irregular heartbeat compared with those who were not recently bereaved. And it appears the more unexpected the death, the higher the risk of a fluttering heart. I remember there were studies out saying that within your first week and then your first month, your chance of heart attack rose significantly when you lost your spouse. Also, your risk of stroke. This now is looking at an irregular heartbeat. They say people under 60 were the most affected by the recent loss of a partner. Their risk of having an irregular heartbeat doubled compared with control groups. The risk of developing arrhythmia also increased for those who had a partner who died suddenly
compared with those whose partners died after a long illness. Now, it's interesting that they're studying that. You know, I mean, it's never easy to see anybody die, even from those with cancer and a long illness. But there is something that is said about, that can be said about your having time to prepare. And so, I wouldn't be surprised that you see less, sudden issues, such as a heartbeat that starts to go abnormal. However, stress of taking care of a loved one, like we just talked about, can definitely take its toll on the heart. So I'm not expecting to see less incidents of heart issues with that. They say the study also suggests that time can heal an emotionally broken heart. It could also reduce the chances of developing a physically challenged one as well. The authors say the risk a person will exhibit heartbeat irregularities is most pronounced 8 to 14 days after a partner's death. Then it slowly begins to taper off. By 1 year after a partner's death, the bereaved is no more likely than anyone else to suffer from an irregular heartbeat. So you have that window where it is very, very scary. Now, you know, some of you guys are like, well, wait a second. 8 to 14 days, why not 7 days? What about the first week? You just lost somebody. Some of us, we get a numb feeling. And when it happens, I don't know how many of you have ever had something very traumatic happen to you, but you go numb. And you're able to function. You're able to just go through the motions. Like, well, that's odd. And then after it's all said and done, you really feel it. But I look at it as strength from the Lord or a defense mechanism psychologically for you to move forward. But a lot of people will, after something traumatizing, look like they could just, you know, you'll see parents or spouses and they don't look like they're crying. You go, okay, well, they're in shock. And it's this psychological mechanism, and I don't want to say shock because shock is a completely different sort of thing that's going on. But they function under a numb psychological protective cloud, and then all of a sudden things hit. So that could be one answer. The other is, as soon as somebody dies, like in the Jewish religion, we have Shiva. So for 7 days, we sit Shiva, where we don't go to work, we cover the mirrors, people, you don't cook, you don't clean your house, people come over and they do it for you. So the neighborhood, the family, they come over and they take care of you. And so, and you know, they bring you food and all that. And, you know, some people, they shorten it. You know, when my husband's mother died, we had a very, very short one because we didn't want people to be put out. And for us, it was, you know, it's harder to do. Sometimes it's easy for us to kind of, you know, take care of ourselves, you know, so to speak. But you're surrounded by people all the time. All of a sudden that 7-8 days comes around. And everybody goes back to their normal lives and all your other, you know, your family members, their extended family members and your friends. And here you are faced with an alone house. And so the 8 to 14 days could be a very, very scary time. So the big moral of this one is stress can be linked to an arrhythmia or an abnormal heartbeat. So if you have a family member that unfortunately loses a spouse, you need to be there in full force. And you need to make sure that, you know, after about a week, you're not, okay, they're good. They're not good. That could be some of the most dangerous time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.